Hey, y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast, episode 2 of this mini series celebrating my book, my first book, Living Fully, coming out into the world. If you are listening to this podcast in order on the day that it releases, that will be tomorrow. So the nerves are high, the emotions are high. The hope, though, is also high, because the only reason that I wrote this book, the only reason that I poured my heart and my soul into this book and shared things that I've never shared before, and I didn't even know that I would share, was literally only for one reason, and that is to help people live a bigger life and to help people truly live fully through these lessons that are tried and true and that I've learned in my own life. I had enough arms in my business, believe me, to not write a book, but I felt really called to do this, and I just hope that it serves anybody that's reading it, because I toiled over writing this book for the sheer reason of, if you are giving me the opportunity to be in your, you know, in your mind, if my words are lucky enough to enter your ears or your eyes, however you're reading or listening to this book, I just hope to do it justice and to take this opportunity and to really help you like people helped me. And I'm just so excited and so grateful if anybody listening to this has already pre-ordered the book or will buy the book when it comes out. I just want to say thank you. So each of these little mini episodes that we are doing to celebrate the launch of the book will be about something that's in the book. So I'll talk about a concept that's big to living fully and in the book, and then I'll share a story or two that has to do with that subject. And these may be stories that are in the book, or they may be stories or excerpts that were left out of the book. So the one that we're talking about today is probably one of the biggest breakthroughs that I had. And it is all about attachments. Attachments to things that may seem quote unquote bad, or attachments to things that can almost seem good. Unhealthy attachments are something in my life that held me back, just like the huge red flag things like addictions and pain avoidance and things like that held me back. Attachments, and unhealthy attachments in particular, can truly, truly, truly hold you back from living your fullest life. So I want to talk about that today, because I opened the entire book talking about this breakthrough that I had about this attachment. And this is a story that a lot of people haven't heard, and I'm going to read a couple paragraphs of it because I don't want to blow it all out of the water. But I do want to open this with the opener of my book. And if you read the book tomorrow, or whenever you're going to read the book, you're going to see that I'm going to share a story that I haven't shared with a lot of people. So this thing that happens and what I'm about to read is something that happened during that experience. So this is the introduction. Who am I without all this? As the hairdresser reached into my hair and slowly pulled out the final blonde extension, my hands began to tremble. I knew it was crazy that I could have possibly become emotionally attached to hair extensions, but I had not gone a single day without them for more than a decade. They'd become part of my identity. I'd built a life within which my appearance played a key role, and I honestly didn't know who I was without that last piece. I'd been known to spend upwards of 11 hours in a salon having old extensions removed and new ones put in, but this visit was very different. Today, these sticky chunks of fake hair, barely still clinging to my actual hair, were coming out, but nothing new was being added in. I'd be walking out of there, all me, without a shred of glam, and glam had been my baseline for as long as I could recall. So this was going to feel downright bizarre. When the hairdresser finally freed those last strands of fake hair and set them on the small silver table next to me, I stared blankly at my reflection in the mirror. My dark brown roots were 4 inches long, and my hair was all different lengths from where some of it had gotten pulled out or broken off with the extensions. My face was puffy, and I wasn't wearing a stitch of makeup. I didn't know that person gazing back at me in the mirror. Worse, I wasn't sure I wanted to know that person. Snapping me out of my inner torment, the hairdresser said, "You wanted highlights too, right?" I nodded and faked a smile. I figured if my hair was going to be short and thin, it might as well still be blonde. So that's the first three paragraphs cutting back from the text of the book, and you'll see what happens to me and this very pivotal moment in my life. So pivotal that I chose to open the book with this story. And I wanted to share that excerpt today because this attachment to hair and appearance and essentially to the person that I was, even when the person that I was almost killed me, was so deep and sticky, just like this fake hair was. It was barely clinging to my real hair. I feel like these attachments had gotten so intertwined with the person that I really was that I couldn't even see who I was anymore. And I talk about in the book because I have had many battles with attachments to things. I talk about in the book how the attachments aren't always bad. I mean, who would have thought that hair extensions or outward appearance? I mean, here I'd done Miss America and it had never felt harmful to me. But eventually, as time went on and as I started really identifying myself in a certain way and feeling very crippled if I didn't live up to the standard that I feel that I'd set for myself, that it really interfered with my day-to-day life and how I showed up in the world. And I didn't really realize this until they took out that final piece of hair in the story that I told in the book. And a lot of times, attachments are very sneaky. And I think that there are ways to recognize the things that we're attached to. And I have some solutions for people that may be dealing with something like this, or may just feel like something's off in their life and they don't really feel like their best self. They don't feel like they're living fully, a word that we say a lot around here. I want you to think of how when you meet someone for the first time, when you're introducing yourself, are there things that you feel you need to make sure they know about you before you feel like they'll even want to have a conversation with you or be friends with you? Because in my experience, in my own life, there were certainly times in my life where in the first 35 seconds of meeting you, I needed you to know everything noteworthy that I had ever done. If someone asked me who I was, I would make sure that you knew 5 years ago I did Miss America and that I had done reality TV, and I needed you to know those things. A, because I was starting to feel not great about myself as the person that I was. And B, because I led with those things because I was so attached to those titles and so attached to that person that I had been and these achievements and these accolades that I became really obsessed with other people knowing these things about me. And then I became unhealthily obsessed with topping those things one after another. After they started to kind of fade into the background, I thought, I have to have some of these new things to attach to myself. I have to have some new titles and accolades and achievements so that I felt like I could show up and people would want to be around me in the world. And the attachments for me got so deep that they landed me into this time in my life where I ended up in treatment for a really long time. And that's a story that I've never openly shared, but I felt was really critical to my living fully message, because I'm not doing anyone any justice as an influencer if I don't share the whole story. And I fought for the life that I have now. I fought to let go of these attachments, not only to achieve sobriety, but to get to what was underneath what led me there in the first place. And the two biggest takeaways that I took away from treatment, it was not sobriety in itself. It was this attachment this attachment that I had to different things. And something else that happened to me when I was there was I had been there for a while, and there was this chapel service on Sundays that I always sang at, and singing was the last shred of anything special or anything that I had that I felt like set me apart. It made me feel good. It made me feel different. It made me feel like I was still able to hang on to like one little piece of my old life, and that I could kind of hold that up as this shield in a way, this shiny object to make people think like, oh, you know, I know she's here, but she's special, or she can do this thing. And they knew what they were doing with me, because they knew I was attached to that, even though it wasn't a bad thing. I mean, singing in church and sharing a talent, that's certainly not anything that you would consider an unhealthy or a bad attachment. But my attachment to it was unhealthy. And they could see that. And there's this story that I share in the book where they come and they sit in my counselor's office, and the vice president of like the entire facility shows up and he says, "Hey, Mallory, are you familiar with the concept of taking off the mask?" And I was like, yeah. I mean, we've done like 9 paper mache masks here. It's a very token self-help activity where you cut out paper mache or you cut out things from magazines and you glue them to a mask, and it's like the mask that you wear. So I was like, okay, we're about to do the paper mache mask again. And he very quickly interrupted my one-sided soliloquy of thoughts. And he said, okay, well, we're going to continue that further, and you will no longer be singing in chapel on Sundays. And I felt this hot wash go through my body. And I was like, what? Like, okay, I get everything else that you've done and all the other therapy and everything that you've got going on here. But this isn't a bad thing. This isn't something that I need to remedy that's going to help me in my rehabilitation or help me to break through any more stuff that I need to work on. And I fought really hard for a few days. And even my friends there, they fought really hard to help me kind of send letters to people at the top and say, you know, this isn't a bad thing. I don't know why you're taking this away from her. Because a lot of times when we've been silenced or shut out or we're stripped of an attachment, we have other people help fight our battles so that we can reattach ourselves to those things that have become unhealthy. And this was to no avail. They took that privilege away from me. And after a few silent Sundays, I began to feel what it was that I know they intended me to feel, which was when I cut myself free of that very last attachment, that very last shred of special and not average, I was forced. I was bare bones. I was nothing. I was not even a glimmer of the person that I was. I was so just a raw version of myself. And it was the last thing that I'd been holding on to. And in fact, it was the last thing that was holding me back from doing the final shred of work that I needed to do, which was truly accepting myself for who I was and truly figuring out how to show up in the world without a single shiny thing that I was holding up on the outside or attachment to anything good or bad. And it made me realize then and now how powerful these attachments can be in our lives. And maybe you don't have an issue that is as serious as an addiction or an unhealthy attachment that you can even think of. But like, I don't either now in my life. I haven't for 8 years. I didn't for the first 24 years of my life either. But I was certainly attached to remaining the person that I thought I was for a long time. Even when that person was literally, I feel like sometimes like killing me. It was killing me staying that person. I had no joy in my life and felt like my spirit had been sucked out of me. I was dealing with all of these problems that were manifesting because I needed to make a change. But I was so attached to maintaining that image that I portrayed on the outside for so long that I didn't want to change it. I didn't even see that I needed to change it. And as you know, if you read my story, I was forced into this change. But it was the greatest catalyst to living a different way and a bigger life. And now, you know, as I am just a mom of 2, soon to be 3, and running a business and just living everyday life out, like a lot of you probably are, I have to constantly watch myself, not necessarily becoming unhealthily attached to bad things, but a lot of times to good things. If I become super attached with making sure people around me think that I'm a great mom, that's not the same thing as me being a great mom, and me, that's other people's opinion of me being a great mom. Or if I become super attached to the outward success of my business, or super attached to, this is a tough one for me, but because I worked so hard on it and I want it to do so well, but super attached to how this book is going to perform, then I know that that's an unhealthy attachment for me if it goes past a certain point. So I'm always cognizant of these things that I can become attached to, and that can really be a deadlock on my destiny, I feel like, if I continue to cling to these things for dear life. So I'm constantly trying to rid myself of these attachments, whether they seem good or whether they seem bad. And that takes awareness. Like we talked about in the last podcast, we talked about pain, avoidance, and adversity. That first takes awareness. But these attachments can be really sneaky and sticky, like the dang hair extensions that I opened the whole book with. It can really be something that sneaks into your life that you don't even notice. So you really have to take an introspective look at your life. And if you look hard enough, you can probably see where you've become unhealthily attached to things in your life and where they're holding you back from leading your fullest life. So the solution, I love to give a solution to anybody that's looking to rid themselves of these attachments. So you can read so much about it in Living Fully that comes out tomorrow. If you're listening to this on February 7th, it comes out literally everywhere that you can buy books. Target and Walmart and Amazon and any local bookstore, Barnes and Noble's, BAM, everywhere, which I'm so grateful for still. So questions though that I want you to reflect on is, how do you introduce yourself? Do you just say, hey, here's where I'm from and here's what I do and here's how many kids that I have? Or do you make sure that everybody knows your accolades and your titles? And I included, what do I do? That one can even be a tricky one. Do you introduce yourself and feel like you are attached to certain things and holding those out in front of you like a, you're going to like me, I promise. Those instances can very easily reveal things that you are attached to. Another thing that can really help you gain some clarity on this is, who would you be without your achievements? Who would you be if these titles or this job description or these things that you're attached to, who would you be if those things were all stripped away and you were just standing there as an average Joe or average Jane? How would you feel? Would you want to like quickly wrap yourself up in your successes as quickly as possible? Or do you feel like you could exist in the world as yourself without a single shred of any of these things that you were attached to? That's something that can kind of help you think about that. And then another thing is, like, where are you looking for validation outside of yourself? That's one that's a little bit of an outlier in terms of talking about attachments, but are you looking for validation from other people? Are you looking for validation from people online or the internet or people at your kids' schools? Or are you finding that internally? I think that's an important thing to look at too in terms of unhealthy attachments to things. And then the last thing that I think can be a solution for you is, in terms of your job, or whether you're a stay-at-home mom or whether you've got some big CEO position at some huge company, would you, or if you're an influencer or a social media person, this works perfectly for a person like that, would you be happy doing what you're doing without external validation? Or if no one saw the thing that you were doing? That even takes it a step further. So I ask myself those questions. If I feel a little bit off and I feel like I'm getting attached to something, or I am feeling like unhealthy patterns are starting to surface in my life, I will ask myself these types of questions. And they help me find my way out of these sticky, unhealthy, and life-hindering attachments. So that's just a little bit about a big subject in my book. And That is episode two of our four-part Living Fully mini-series, and something that I'm very passionate about. And if you missed last week, I'd love for you to find your way back to that episode, because like I said earlier, we talk about something else that's really important, which is pain avoidance and how that can really lead us to living these mediocre lives. So the book comes out tomorrow into the world. It does feel a lot like having a baby, only I know everything about this one. I don't find out the gender. I don't know what the baby looks like, you know, all that stuff when you're giving birth. I know everything that's in this book, which makes me nervous and excited and just really hopeful for anybody that will give it a chance and read it. And I just want so badly for it to help people live a better and bigger and more amazing life, because I have just seen firsthand in such a real way what life is like on the other side of the things that I talk about in this book. And it's pretty incredible the life that you can create for yourself if you continue to reach for a bigger life and you continue to strive toward living fully. I share about 12 different huge concepts in this book, because different people are going to need help in different categories of their lives in order to break through to this bigger life. I know this because I have needed something different in each phase of life to feel like I'm truly living fully. So I'm really glad that I've had this really diverse and vast experience in my life, because I was able then to bring it to the pages of this book. And I'm not an expert in all of these categories. I'm just a person who has seen firsthand how the journey to a fuller life, is so unbelievably worth it. And B, is easier than you might think. Sometimes it's just a little tiny shift that leads you to such a bigger, more vibrant life. And I would like to guide you through my stories. I'm from a family of storytellers that loves telling stories, so I tell a lot of stories in this book. But there's a lot of really meaty lessons. And even now in my life, when I'm having trouble with something or I'm, you know, struggling with something, I can reference, it's like looking back at an old journal. I can reference these lessons in my book and relearn the things that I've learned before. And they even help me in my own life. So thank you to anyone that has pre-ordered this book. Thank you to anyone that will go out and buy this book, that will leave a review for this book. That I can't even tell you how much that would mean if you'd leave a review. And thank you for listening to this podcast and giving my message a chance. I'm so proud to have this book being born tomorrow into the world. And I'm so grateful to have such an amazing community around me that I felt safe enough to share the parts of my story that I haven't shared before. So tune in next Monday for another episode in this mini series of this Living Fully book celebration. And thanks again for spending some of your Monday or whatever day you're listening to this with me.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.